So in plain speak, how would you describe Solana? How does it work? It'll be great if you can explain with examples and analogies to simplify this cryptocurrency.
Right. So explaining Solana to someone who is already familiar with cryptocurrencies, a simplest way to say is that it is an Ethereum-like blockchain, but on steroids. It can execute your transactions extremely fast, of the order of 1000x faster, and the cost of doing those transactions is 1000x cheaper. So that is how I would explain. So now, in order to explain what is Solana for those who are not familiar with cryptocurrencies, just think of it as an infrastructure on which you can deploy trustless applications that needs to be scaled, especially financial applications, anything to do with finance, anything to do with gaming, where you need applications to scale and also be able to transact much, much, much faster and cheaper. That is what Solana provides for you. Think of it as an infrastructure like AWS, onto which you can deploy your applications, which will run extremely fast and take all the benefits of an L1 blockchain like Ethereum.
Anything to add to that, Vijay? Or are you happy with what Srikanth said?
I mean, I think I would rephrase it a little bit to keep it even more simpler. Everybody likes faster, cheaper, better products, right? So that's not going to change. I think Solana is the answer in terms of when you compare this with Ethereum, I think it's faster, better, and cheaper. So.
There is one thing that Srikanth said earlier, where he said it's, or I think it was you who said it's a bit more difficult to build on Solana than Ethereum, right? So is that going to be a bottleneck that you're going to face with your projects? Because ETH, as you know, because of OpenSea, because of the NFT marketplace, it's quite popular now, right? We'll get into that as well. But what is so the difficulty aspect of it? Do you think that is going to be a barrier to entry for some people?
It's actually a pretty good question, right? I mean, we kind of mentioned that earlier on, saying that it is difficult to build on Solana compared to Ethereum itself. However, when we're talking about building stuff on Solana, there are two parts, right? So essentially, anyone who is familiar with the JavaScript and front end, you can use Web3 SDKs that are already built, and you can actually go a long way. And what Solana has also done is all the basic examples of how to do staking, how to do token swaps, how to build basic DeFi protocols. All of that is already built and deployed under a package called Solana Program Library, which you can interact with directly without really having to write code in Rust. Yes, there are complex use cases that need to be built, in which case one would start writing programs in Rust. But for someone who wants to start off, it is not that very difficult. The part that is difficult today with Solana is that there is an, I mean, it's an upcoming blockchain, right? I mean, Ethereum has a history of 6 years, and Solana barely has a history of a year, year and a half, especially when it started becoming popular towards the end of last year or early this year, right? So there are already huge network effects that we started seeing with NFTs blowing up and DeFi blowing up. A lot of people realize that Ethereum transactions are super high, network congestions essentially leading to those confirmation times taking sometimes even hours. And suddenly, over the last few weeks, a lot of these developers, creators, collectors have started moving everything to Solana. And
Oh,
that's
that's
suddenly, I
interesting.
mean, it's almost like a light bulb, right? They just realize, hey, I can do this super fast on Solana, and I can transact extremely cheap. I mean, the mint prices, I mean, someone who's familiar with NFTs know a concept called minting. The minting prices on Ethereum, I mean, there were times where it was costing more than $1,000 to mint an NFT, one single NFT on Ethereum, whereas on Solana, it is in cents. So when people realize this, the network started growing suddenly. That's why the recent spike in Solana is also backed by a lot of developers, collectors, everyone kind of moving away from Ethereum over to Solana.
Right. I think this is a Vijay, you can add to that, but I think this is a good way to segue into my next question as well. Solana is branded as the Ethereum killer, right? If you give a search on Solana, there are a bunch of articles which say the Ethereum killer Solana, right? So that's how people are branding it. Is there a way both these cryptocurrencies can coexist rather than, you know, one, rather than having an either or situation? Is it possible, say, 5 years from now, for both Solana and Ethereum to thrive rather than, you know, one killing off the other? Is that possible?
I strongly believe 5 years in the crypto space is equal to at least 50 years. So it would be stupid on my part to predict anything for 5 years, right? So, right. But if you have to project into 1 to 2 years down the lane, right? So I firmly believe there is space for multiple blockchains, multiple L1 blockchains, right? So I think Ethereum, Solana, and some of these upcoming L1 chains as well. Some of them are going to change. And the way I see it, maybe each L1 will be very specific to some of these use cases. For instance, if you think NFTs, it could be Solana. If you think DeFi, it could be something else. Polkadot, for instance, right? So I think the way it's going to pan out, in my own opinion, I would predict that there would be 3 or 4 strong use cases that would emerge, and there would be a specific chain for each of these use cases. That's how I see it.
Marketing Mantra with Sandeep Mallya is a podcast by 99 Signals, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of online marketing topics. To get started, visit 99signals.com/best to check out all the top-rated articles on the blog, or simply view the description of each episode to download free online marketing resources to level up your marketing skills. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question or topic suggestion for Sandeep? Simply send a voice message via Anchor app or send an email to podcasts@99signals.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Marketing Mantra on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any major podcast player.